News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Hey, good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR, 1460 AM, Community Talk Radio for the North State. Our phone lines here are 530-605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Join our chat room. 7:06 in the morning, April the 23rd. Bad Bob, say hello.
Hello.
We need more Bad Bob. Give us a better attitude here.
Good morning, everybody.
Yes.
Oh, this is going to be a long day. Okay, hey, honey, how are you feeling?
Great. And good morning. It's currently 60 degrees in the downtown studios. It's going to be a windy day. Breezy is what the forecast is saying. But we know that we have here that there's conditions of up to 35 miles of winds today. Be careful of that. Temperatures are going to be around 83 to 85. Clear tonight with temperatures around 56. The weather is always brought to you by Ensemble Vineyards. We also want to shout out and do a congratulations and a happy belated 35th anniversary to the Bays. You guys have weathered beautiful times and have raised a family, and we're just excited to think that a couple can go through so many hardships and trials and tribulations and happiness and good times.
Yeah.
A grandchild that they love dearly and all the things. So happy anniversary. And Rich, we wish you the very best.
Absolutely. Absolutely, my friend. Okay, hey, let's head off to our friends over at, for our Market Minute with our Wells Fargo advisors, Josh Wiley.
Well, good morning. Positive markets are, or positive corporate earnings are boosting markets this morning. Currently, the Dow's up 115 points at 14,681, while the NASDAQ's up 29 at 3,263, and the S&P 500's up 10 at 1,573. Oil's down 95 cents at $88.24 a barrel, while the 30-year Treasury is yielding 2.88%. Gold's down $2.80 this morning at $1,418, while silver's down 39 cents at $22.98 an ounce. Some of our most actively traded stocks this morning, Big Blue's up $2.55 at $190.40. Intel's up a dime at $22.97, while Verizon is up 15 cents at $52.33. Well, that's market for now. This is Josh Wiley at the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Josh, thanks a lot. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday at 7:10, 8:10, and 9:10 right here on KCNR. Find out what's happening in the market, as Josh was saying earlier, and why it's happening and what you can do with your money. And they're the people to go to. Give them a call at 530-243-7561 or stop by Park Marina Drive right here in Reading. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back with the latest on what's happening. Hey, you know, we've been taking a look at a lot of things that have been going on. And we've got, you know, some of the things. Remember the dams that the scientists were saying, wait a minute, you're using faulty science to say these dams should be taken down, and they were threatened with that. Well, they've come up with the U.S. Bureau of Reclamation has come up with an apology. We want to talk about that. And the other thing is, do stricter gun laws lead to safety in communities? We're going to talk about that, too, when we get back. Carl and the Bot, KCNR, 1460. It's 7:09 in the morning, 60 degrees out there. We'll be right back.
A few extra minutes for family time. Cheering your son's baseball team to victory. Beating last month's numbers at work. At North Valley Bank, we hear you when you tell us what matters to you most, which is why we make it our top priority to offer products, services, and people who can give you a few more minutes in your day, and services to help you be more successful. For example, if you're looking to buy or refinance a home, our mortgage process can save you time with pre-approvals and an experienced staff who will walk you through each step guiding you, answering questions, and helping your family get the best possible loan. And just like you, our team is part of your community. So the things that matter to you matter to us. North Valley Bank. Let's live and grow together. Learn more at NOVB.com or visit a local branch. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Everybody calls us summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's going to make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
When it's time to change oil, take your car to a place that'll do it right. Auto Lube. Family-owned Auto Lube means you get the kind of quick, friendly service just like family. We take extra care of your car, making sure to check all of the vital areas, including the differential, master cylinder, power steering, and more. Auto Lube uses Chevron lubricants to protect your engine. After your visit, we're confident you'll drive away happy. Chevron and Auto Lube, where we treat you like one of the family. Auto Lube, with four locations to serve you.
Team Power and John Deere present Thoughts from the Yellow Seat.
With spring in the air, the chores are piling up. Picture this. You've repaired all the winter wind and rain damage to the property, leveled the ground, moved that gravel pile, and mowed the lawn. How did it all get done? And so fast? All thanks to Team Power, your local John Deere tractor and Land Pride attachment dealer. Get ready to hit the ground running this spring with a call to Team Power for all your parts and service needs. Don't own a Deere? Right now at Team Power, they're offering great deals and fantastic financing on compact utility tractors and easy-to-attach Land Pride implements. Take advantage of this great time to buy at Team Power, your one-stop tractor shop next to Phil's Propeller on Twin View Boulevard. Team Power, your locally owned and authorized John Deere, Kubota tractor, and Land Pride attachment dealer. 226-9226.
This has been another Thought from the Yellow Seat, brought to you by John Deere, Land Pride, and Team Power.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back. Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, Tuesday, April the 23rd, 7:12 in the morning. While you're getting ready out there, this portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Great coffee at Espresso Joe. Stop by there. The baristas can fix anything you want. Of course, they have the finest walk-in humidor in the state, and they will meet or beat any tobacco prices in town. And veterans. Veterans always get discounts and are treated so well at Tobacco and Brew. That's Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Now, we don't know if you're in the position that we're in, that we've got a date slated to travel to see the kids and the grandkids. But, we know when it is, and we've been playing the airfare game seeing when it's the least expensive and how and when and what time, as many of you know. But it seems that, the furloughs right now, wary travels brace for more furlough-related delays today, the second weekday for which they're in place. Just mostly clear skies now, as he did on Monday, but it seems that spending cuts have forced the Federal Aviation Administration to furlough air traffic controllers, which began on Sunday. According to Flight Stats, which tracks delays and cancellations, there are 50 cancellations and 124 delays so far. And, of course, the number, I'm sure, since this posting has increased. So the most affected airports are LaGuardia, Fort Lauderdale, Orlando, Tampa, Denver, which is what would affect us, New York, JFK, Miami, Charlotte, and Chicago. It's always those connections, it seems. San Francisco, L.A. sometimes connect. Of course, we're trying to get to Albuquerque, which is always about two stops. I don't think there's anything that's direct.
We have to go Arrow, Mexico here. But you know what? Here's the thing. Here's the interesting part about that. They've got $1 billion in that account that they can use in the FAA. But the White House will not let them shift over the money. Right now, it's in there being paid contractors. It's for supplies and other things. and they won't let them shift the money over. It's the same thing with the meat inspectors. Meat inspectors say, hey, look, we've got the funds. If you just let us shift some funds within our agency, it's within their agencies to do it. And the White House says, unless there's a change in the inconvenience, like it gets really bad, just leave it the way it is. So it's a way of putting pressure on the people that don't agree with Obama is to make things tougher on us when they don't have to.
Well, it says the Obama administration says it has no choice but to furlough all of the Federal Aviation Administration's 47,000 employees, by the way, including nearly 15,000 controllers, to help achieve the $637 million in savings that the agency must by October.
Well, that's what I'm saying is that they have the money in there. They've already got the money allocated for contractors and all that. They don't have to do it. It's like anything else. It's a way of forcing people to become uncomfortable, and then they go, oh, wait a minute, this is so terrible. Well, sequestration is a cutting back of the insane spending we're doing. But it doesn't have to be in that sense. I mean, if they can move money around, it's like if you have your own budget inside your own business, if I choose to move money from one spot to another, I should be able to do that. And now what they're saying is, nope, can't do that. Sorry.
Well, here's something I think we'd find, you and Bob would be interested in this because, you both, love Greek mythology. Perseus slew a monster that threatened Andromeda. Is that
still? Andromeda.
Thank you. Like the galaxy. See? That's what I need. I need you guys to help me.
Like the movie
Not
Andromeda
Strain.
Not
to be outdone, but the Crusaders from the 1300s told the story of St. George. George used his magic sword to kill a dragon. All right. So you know. It was revered by the Crusaders. George was named patron saint of England in 1350 AD. For many years, English soldiers wore the red cross of St. George on the white background as a badge, and it remains part of the British Union flag. What does that mean to you?
Absolutely nothing.
Thanks.
Well, I mean, I'm not sure. What is it
supposed
to mean? Oh,
well, it's this day in history.
Yeah, it's Greek mythology.
It's called Slay a Dragon Day.
Oh, Slay a Dragon
Day.
Now that I understand.
Okay, you understand that. Air controllers, you know.
Slaying a dragon. Okay, you know what?
Yeah.
I don't realize how deep you are. And you'll go in and you'll tie these things together and being such a surface shallow guy. All right, you remember the scientist who claimed that the dams were being removed was due to faulty science, and the Bureau of Reclamation went back and said, obviously, you men and women are not team players. And so even though that you gave us gave us what you thought was true, we're going to move you, and we're going to outsource your jobs. Well, when that happened, and this was on the Klamath River study, The unions got into it. Even their own management teams got into it and said, you know, this is stupid. So they were just told, now the U.S. Bureau of Reclamation has apologized in writing and said, gosh, they don't have to move. They're not going to move their jobs. They're not going to outsource their jobs to other agencies. But this, my friends, is one of those typical things that a bureaucracy can do. Hey, you don't agree with our studies. You know, that we want our cherry pick study. So you as scientists disagree. Well, we're going to slap you down and make sure you never do that. And we're going to send a message to anybody else that doesn't like this. Well, they got fought to a standstill this time. And now we're talking about, you know, cause they said the information they use, the science they use for the Klamath River projects and up in Siskiyou County, all this is tainted. But yet they still want, of course, to pull the dams down, even though nobody up there or very few people up there want this to happen. But this is just an example of what happens when an overbearing government like we have, in many cases, leans into people that stand up to them. I think we're going to be running into this a lot more here in the next 2 or 3 years because in Sacramento, we have a supermajority of Democrats who are going to be stepping up, and especially going to be stepping up this war on you and I having a weapon. A centerfire semi-automatic weapon, which means you have to pull the trigger every time. You can't just hold the trigger down and the weapon fires. That's an automatic weapon. That's a very special license to get that. And 99.9% of the people in the United States don't have that license. Nor do I want that license. Only thing I want to do is be able to hunt or target shoot with a rifle. And a semi-automatic rifle that has a magazine. But we're going to talk about that, about does, you know, do gun laws, do strict gun laws really help control crime? And, you know, you can say to yourself, well, you know, gosh, you know, I don't know if it does. It seems like if there was, you know, if you had really strict guns, gun control laws, and, you know, it'd be really safe, be a lot safer. Well, we're coming back with a study, and we're going to talk about that a little bit. This is Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio, KCNR, 1460. It's April 23rd, and it's 7:20 in the morning. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. Even though we are in the middle of winter, now is the time to check on what you are paying for propane. The price difference between companies right now could be as much as a dollar per gallon. Also, if you are like me, you want to talk to a real person on the phone, not a machine. When you call us at Shasta Gas, you'll be talking to my daughter Karen or our customer service reps, Sandy or Diane. For safety, service, and savings, give us a call at 365-3793.
Pulse Urgent Care welcomes back Dr. Richard Musselman, joining Dr. Clayton Reinhardt, Dr. Seeger Beatty, and family nurse practitioner Deborah Wright in Pulse's newly expanded facility. Pulse doctors are available to serve you for any urgent care needs 7 days a week from 10 a.m. till 8 p.m. Flu shots are now available. Pulse Urgent Care is on Hilltop Drive across from Kmart. Call 722-1111 or visit pulseurgentcare.com. Medicare and private insurances are accepted. Pulse Urgent Care says if it's urgent to you, it's important to us.
Would you like the comfort of knowing your retirement assets will earn a minimum of 4% guaranteed? After losing 25% this past year, gold no longer seems to be the safe place for your hard-earned assets. And if you don't want to risk losing your nest egg in the stock market, then consider purchasing an annuity guaranteeing a minimum 4% interest. With an annuity, you may not have to pay taxes until you withdraw the money. The 10-year treasury pays only 1.69%. This 5-year annuity pays more than double that with less volatility. If you have $200,000 or more and want safe returns, call Tom Wood at 244-7526. That's 244-PLAN. If you want your hard-earned retirement assets to earn a minimum 4% backed by a major insurance company without the risk of the stock market, call Tom Wood at 244-7526 for more information.
Claims paid by insurer, not FDIC insured. Penalties for early withdrawal. California Life License Number 0B85106.
Team Power and John Deere present Thoughts from the Yellow Seat.
With spring in the air, the chores are piling up. Picture this. You've repaired all the winter wind and rain damage to the property, leveled the ground, moved that gravel pile, and mowed the lawn. How did it all get done? And so fast? All thanks to Team Power, your local John Deere tractor and Land Pride attachment dealer. Get ready to hit the ground running this spring with a call to Team Power for all your parts and service needs. Don't own a Deere? Right now at Team Power, they're offering great deals and fantastic financing on compact utility tractors and easy-to-attach Land Pride implements. Take advantage of this great time to buy at Team Power, your one-stop tractor shop next to Phil's Propeller on Twin View Boulevard. Team Power, your locally owned and authorized John Deere, Kubota tractor, and Land Pride attachment dealer. 226-9226.
This has been another Thought from the Yellow Seat, brought to you by John Deere, Land Pride, and Team Power.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Yeah, welcome back. Carla Lindebaugh, good morning. I hope you're having a great day. It's going to be a great day out there. It's going to be a little bit warm, 85. 7:23 in the morning, 605-4567. Give us a call. Just tell us how you're feeling. You know, if you're feeling good. You feeling good this morning? Give us a call. His portion of the show is brought to you by Redding Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Jeff at Crackmaster can give you a guarantee that other shops don't dare offer. He'll fix a small chip to cracks up to 24 inches in length. He's located at 3280 Market Street in Redding, or give him a call at 241-8373. That's Redding Crackmaster Windshield Repair. I say it almost all the time. I had a 12-inch crack in my windshield. He fixed it now. It's like, what, 4 years ago? Can't see it.
I tell everybody that story.
You know what I do? Because it's true. I mean, and then one time I tried to get him, to fix a crack in your windshield in your new car. He says, I can't fix that.
Well, he said, I could fix. No, that's not correct. He said he could fix it, but it will be in your view. And that's all I needed to hear was that's the honest part of it. That would drive me crazy.
You're
if
right.
I had a line, I could see in the view somehow, even though it might be in the lower view of looking straight ahead while driving. Anyway, he's coming on Thursday night for On the Spot with Linda Bott. It's so funny, Carl, talking about traveling. I know that we're going to get going on the gun thing, but there's some new rules with traveling that are hilarious. Like, you know, we're having, it's interesting to hear writers talk about. One of the new rules is that, you know, when you're sharing space with three people in an aisle, someone's going to have to get up and go to the bathroom. So one of the things that you just need to do is to look at that person and acknowledge it. You don't have to be rude and roll your eyes. Someone's going to have to go to the bathroom. So that a new rule is that, you know, you can at least be nice to your neighbor. You don't have to engage in a long conversation, but that's something that's interesting. The other one was don't pop a Xanax while you bring your kid on. Fall asleep while the kid's running all over the plane. And the other rule.
How about popping a Xanax in the kid's mouth?
Oh, I don't know. And then the other rule
is. I guess
that's
illegal, isn't it?
We call it, I think they do Benadryl something for kids while they fly. And the other rule is to don't put your luggage in 12B when you're back in the 34th row, because if you're above me and you go back there, I'll probably go through here. And it's just something about.
You'll probably do what?
Don't put your bag up above me in 12B. If you go back in the back and you're putting your bag at the front so you can retreat, you know. Yeah. Otherwise, I'll go through it. I mean, that was just a kind of a humor, but it's the truth.
Do you go through bags?
I would never do that.
I know.
No, I'm just saying that that's what,
you see people do that. They put their bags up over where you're going to be at and they're way in the back.
Yeah, exactly. It's not fair. And that's rude traveling.
And then you really want to know what ticks me off about that? Now that you brought it up is that you've put your stuff up there. Okay. And you've carried stuff on. It may be something like, you know, it may be something that's, you're taking as a present.
Like a hat.
Or some picture. And somebody comes in comes in late. And then they get up there with this huge piece of luggage that shouldn't even be above. And they take it and they start moving your stuff around and they shove their stuff up there and just, they could care less about yours. This guy was doing this one day. And I said, hey, you don't move my stuff because some of that's fragile. Well, you don't move this stuff because some of that's fragile. I've taken my little spot there. You can't throw all your crap on it. Well, here comes the airline attendant and helped, but.
Oh.
That's just, to me, is absolutely rude.
Well, that's, you know,
what gives them the right? It's like people that go through stop signs two at a time because they don't care about your time because they are too rude. They are too important.
Okay. Well, what I'm trying to get to is that right now with what's happening with the furloughs, and again, we've been talking about the fact that there's flight delays, a regular, maybe 45-minute flight is 2.5 hours. There's ground control issues. There's all kinds of issues is that now we need to really express again in tight quarters when it's flying is that if you have any of this travel coming up that you need to really go overboard with your kindness and don't be rude. It's not all about you because that's a whole group. Guess what? If one person doesn't get there, y'all don't get there. So it's kind of like this team effort to go somewhere.
The strict gun control laws really work. As I saw something written the other day said, if strict gun control laws worked, if that's the case, Chicago should look like Mayberry and not Thunderdome. In a study by this guy named Gleck a few years ago, he's a very much of a liberal scientist, but he studied the direct relationship between gun control laws and the impact it has on crime. And he said one of the things he found is you can't, you know, so the way people are doing it, oh, here's a gun, here's a crime. What they're not counting is the other half of this. How much crime do guns prevent? And he uses an example as there's so many times that, and just using his averages, his statistics, which, by the way, for this study, he won a very prestigious award on it about gun control and crime, says that there's just, he says the number of crimes are prevented by people with a gun, just by pointing their gun or having their gun, is more than equal to any types of gun, you know, of gun crimes. The other thing that came out too during a lot of these hearings is that how many murders are used, or how many rifles are used in murders, or, you know, these quote, semi-automatic rifles are used in murders. In the United States, not a state, but in the United States, less than 3%, something like 2.5%. Yet these are the ones they want to ban totally. You know, the fact is, my friends, is that it's come down to the point where it really doesn't make any difference what the statistics say or studies by scientists that are into the left camp or whatever. It doesn't make any difference. They want your guns. They're going to come after them, and they're coming after them right now. They've got their ears pinned back, and they're coming hard. So we've got to talk about how we can prevent this. We're going to be doing that later on this week. We'll be right back. Carl in the bot. KCNR 1460. We come back. We're going to talk about how to get your air conditioner ready for the summer. And you better get ready. We'll be right back.
From the Fox Business Network, stocks are soaring in early trading as investors cheer upbeat earnings from the likes of Netflix. A report showing new home sales rose 1.5% in March following February's sharp decline is also pushing the markets higher at 10 a.m. Eastern. The Dow's up about triple digits. Meanwhile, Thai convenience store giant CPL is making a $6.6 billion play for discount store operator Siam Makro. Under Thai takeover regulations, CP will initially acquire a more than 64% stake and then make an offer for the remainder of the company. If the deal goes through, it would be the biggest ever takeover of a Thai company. And according to the New York Post, Grupo Bimbo is planning to launch up to 8 Hostess-like treats, including a cupcake and a Twinkie. The Post says the knockoffs could be on the market within the next 2 months. After going bankrupt, Hostess sold off its brands to other companies, including Apollo Global Management and Flower Foods. Those companies are expected to reintroduce Hostess products this fall. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Diane Macedo.
If you want to work until you drop, reduce your standard of living in retirement, or lose more of your hard-earned money in the stock market, then just ignore me. But if you'd like to generate a steady, predictable income, I'm talking real wealth and financial security for as long as you live, then listen to this. A free report is now available that reveals the money-making secrets Wall Street and the banks don't want you to know. It reveals how you can get guaranteed growth, safety, and wealth-building power without risking your money in the Wall Street casino. To get your free special report, visit bankonyourself.com. That's bankonyourself.com.
Hi everyone, I'm Sherry Silk.
And I'm Danny Silk.
And we are so excited to be joining the weekend lineup at KCNR Community Talk Radio. We have a new show coming up. It's going to be Sundays starting April 28th from noon to 1. Danny, are you excited?
I'm excited. Living on Purpose is a brand new program. Our focus is to help build healthy families, relationships, marriages, parenting.
Come join us every Sunday at noon here on KCNR. We're going to start up our program on April 28th, and we sure hope you join us.
This is retired Command Sergeant Major Ted Leidy at NorCal Firearms Instruction at Sportsman's Warehouse. NFI has purchased over 20,000 rounds of ammunition for our students to use while training for their CCW. Just because you can't find ammunition doesn't mean you can't apply for your CCW at NorCal Firearms Instruction. Come see us at Sportsman's Warehouse, visit us online at norcalfi.com, or call us at 999-1822. Now is the time. This is Ted Leidy reminding you that it's not the loss of freedom, it's a loss of liberty to be worried about.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange sells a wide variety of freeze-dried emergency foods. But in times of crisis, all you need to do is add hot water. To help you heat that water, the Patriot now carries the Sun Rocket Solar Water Heater and Thermos. This amazing compact device can heat to a boil 2 cups of water in just over an hour using just ordinary sunlight. Use it in meal preparation, melt snow for drinking, and eliminate Giardia and other waterborne bacteria through heat pasteurization. It's ideal for camping, picnics, and sporting events, and essential in any home or auto emergency kit. Remember, peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we're located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way, next to the Round Table. In Chico, we're located on East Avenue in the Safeway Marketplace. In Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza. And in Palisadro, we're in the Holiday Marketplace. Come to the Patriot and get peace of mind today for less.
It's Living Well in Reading, April 27th and 28th at the Reading Civic Auditorium. If you take pride in your health, fitness, nutrition, and well-being, or are interested in how to improve your mind and body, you won't want to miss this show. Admission is free for all, plus plenty of free parking, and complimentary shuttle services are provided too. Come and enjoy Reading's newest health, leisure, and wellness event, the Living Well in Reading Expo. This annual event will feature exhibitors who will focus on everything from general health and well-being products to fitness, pampering, and healthy living in the Reading area. Brought to you by Home Helpers, Dignity Health, your friends at KRCR Channel 7, and Shasta Regional Medical Center. Don't miss Reading's newest health, leisure, and wellness event, Living Well in Reading, April 27th and 28th at the Reading Civic Auditorium. For more information, visit livingwellreading.com.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Bott.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, Carl and Linda Bott. 62 degrees, 735 in the morning, 605-4567. Good morning. And our chat line is on KCNR1460.com. You can hop in and listen to it that way. This portion of the show is brought to you by Estate Granite. We just saw Mike Huber, and he, you know, if you're gonna have granite tops made, countertops or any type of work done in your bathroom or outside with his fire pits and stuff, bring him a call quick. 530-241-7866. Because he is filling up for the summer. He's already kind of booking through June. He does great work, the type of work that you can leave this man in, point him to your, kitchen and turn him loose. That's Estate Granite, Mike Huber, 530-241-7866. Great work by this company. And speaking of great work by a company, we have Martin Graff here from Alliance Heating and Air, who we are proud to have as sponsors. Good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, now.
All right, let's get down to
it. Let's get down to business now. It's going to be like 85 today.
Yep.
And it's going to be getting warm.
Maybe so, 89.
People haven't used their, So people haven't used their air conditioner probably, there's probably some have, but probably now for a year. Or
right.
8-9 months or something. What happens when they turn it on? What should they be expecting if they haven't looked at it for 9 months?
Well,
what
I'd like to see everybody do is basically, first of all, change your filters. Get ready for summer by changing out your filters. So get a nice clean filter in there. And then fire that thing up. Even if you're not going to use it today or tomorrow, you say, oh, it's not that hot yet, I'd still go ahead and fire it up, because what you don't want to find out is, you know, the day that you really need it, you turn it on and you haven't bothered to change the filter and you got a filthy filter up there and you turn it on and it doesn't work right. And you go, oh, wow. You run down to the hardware store and you put a new filter in. And maybe that'll work. And then you wait and it's still not working. Then you start calling around. You're going to find out that most of the heating and air conditioning businesses are going to be very busy because you're in line with a lot of other people that waited the last minute to go ahead and fire that thing up. So there's nothing better than I can tell you. I have a bunch of friends that are getting ready to go camping. They've all taken their campers out. They've checked everything. They've put the water in it. They've ran the pumps. They've made sure that the refrigerators are working. The air conditioners are working. And they haven't even gotten ready to go camping. I mean, they're getting ready to go camping, and they're not going to leave for another week or two. You almost have to have that same psychology with your air conditioning system. You got to get it, you know, make sure it's up and running before you need it. Otherwise, you know, you could be in the jam.
Well, you know, I want to find out, Martin, for those people who think that they can do it themselves, how much do you have to go in and repair the work besides replacing the filter? I'm talking about, this is part, I think it's probably this part, and I can go and fix this part. How much do you have to go in and fix other people's problems of thinking that they're the tinker master?
Yeah, that's bad. I'll tell you what I would suggest is that, first, I suggest preventive maintenance. I always like to get in there. Air conditioners work off of, and I'll get a little bit into science here. Air conditioners work off the process of evaporation. And what we have inside of a system is a refrigerant. And that refrigerant evaporates inside of a coil, and that's called your evaporator coil. That process of a liquid going to a gas takes a lot of heat. Just like taking water and turning it into steam, that water takes on a lot of heat to change state from a liquid to a gas. Well, so does refrigerant. Well, that process is what pulls the heat out of your house. And so as the refrigerant is going through your indoor coil and it's evaporating and the air is being blown across it, that process is happening. If that doesn't work just exactly right, then you're going to find that people are going to go, okay, it must be the thermostat. And so they start changing out thermostats and things like that. I'd say the best thing you could do is just call us immediately and have us come out there and fix it. It's probably going to be cheaper in the long run.
Well, I say hear to that, because I know firsthand. We have two air conditioning units, a house that has been remodeled three times from the 40s and expanded on three times. So there's two units. One is new, one is older, and it limps along. We say, okay, limps along. But, you know, there's no way only to have the experts come out. Why is it, what is it that has changed so much besides our rates?
As far as
like the change in and the kilowatts or whatever it is. You know, share with our listeners how come our rates have gone up so much.
Well, that's because we're having to rely more and more on non-fossilized fuel because of California mandates. So that's killing us, obviously. But as far as air conditioners go, you have a chance to reclaim some of that because it's gotten so much more energy efficient. Systems are about 60%, you know, more energy efficient than they were just about 12 years ago. And you have an opportunity, a lot of people have an opportunity to go ahead. I would say that, you know, most people, if your air conditioner is running fine and it's less than 10 years old, you shouldn't have a problem. But if all of a sudden you have a breakdown and you have even a $200 or $300 repair that's in front of you, it's really a time to consider whether that money is going to be better invested towards the purchase of a new system or towards repairing an older system. And so this time, especially a lot of people have been waiting because of the economy and everything and saying, well, I'm just going to put band-aids on it for the time being. And we're seeing a lot of older systems out there. They're not cars. You're not going to take them out on cool April nights. They just are old junky air conditioners. And so when they get about 15, 16, 17 years old, it's really time to get rid of them. Nobody's going to come over and say, hey, can I see your classic air conditioner? It just doesn't happen, you know? So you might as well get something that's more energy efficient.
Ours are so old that when people came to look at it, they go, wow,
I actually people have gone 20. Over there and said, wow, that is a classic air conditioner.
You said, well, I haven't seen one of these.
It's a boiler. I'm talking about a water heater now.
Oh, that's even worse. But yeah, no. I've had people say, you know what? I don't think I've ever seen one like that. I better go call my boss because he's got a few more years in there.
We've had people go underneath
before ours finally blew out both sides of it. Yeah.
We have people go into the house and go, and Martin, you go, wow, you guys have cut collector pieces underneath the house. I think they built the house over the stuff.
Well, you know what? You didn't see anything yet because we paid these two young hale and hearty men, to get underneath the house and say, okay, I want all this stuff right here out. And it took a full pickup truck and a trailer behind it full of metal objects of, I have no idea what they were, but they've been underneath that house for probably 50 years that they were using it. It just was, and then you go back and look in the other end of the house, underneath the house, and it's, oh my gosh, there's twice as much stuff. Anyway, we'll be right back. Where's Martin Graff?
Alliance
Heating and Air, who's taking care of us here. But also, what we want to talk about, the main thing we want to talk about is it's going to get hot, my friends. And with the cost of electricity going, and it's going to keep going up here in Reading because of just exactly what Martin said, is that we have no choice. No matter how much you conserve it, the cost of electricity is going to continue to go up due to the Green Energy Act. So what can you do to try and save yourself some money? We're going to talk about that when we get back. The Pacific Rim is calling. Come out for fun, food, friends, and a great cause. Local food entrepreneur Brian Matthews would like to invite you to the first annual Pacific Rim Wine and Food Pairing event. This year's event will benefit the Military Order of the Purple Heart.
Join us on Saturday, April 27th at the Market Street Wines in Reading as we celebrate the men and women of our military. Local celebrity bartenders will be pouring wines from the Pacific's finest wine regions. Brian's going to be pairing these wines with fusion-style delicacies inspired by the cuisines of the Pacific Rim.
Doors open at 3 p.m. A limited number of tickets are available and can be purchased at Market Street Wines, 1747 Market Street, next to the Cascade Theater in downtown Reading. Or give Brian a call at 530-244-9463. That's 530-BIG-WINE.
Tickets are just $15, so get yours right away. And we'll see you on Saturday, April 27th at Market Street Wines for this year's Pacific Rim Wine and Food Pairing event.
Ah, yes, this is the life. Sun, surf, sand, living on island time. It's good to take a break. Yeah, maybe someday, but right now, there's work to be done. And if you're a business owner, you know that presenting a professional appearance can make all the difference in the world. That goes double for your office. Usually it's the very first impression people get of your company. Join the dozens of North State businesses that have their commercial spaces professionally cleaned by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Since 1987, Maui Bob and his team have embraced the Aloha spirit, putting their clients first with an emphasis on customer satisfaction. And who knows, if your business is more successful because your offices reflect that attention to detail that professional office cleaning gives, maybe you will have more time for that island getaway. Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, on the web at MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
At Crown Motors, we know people want to feel good about buying a car. When Kathy and Glenn Streichner of Red Bluff recently bought a new Honda Civic, we asked them, how were you treated during the sale? And Kathy said, we didn't have a good experience. We had a great experience. We got the car we wanted and never once felt pressured. We'd recommend Crown to anyone. Feel good about buying your next car. Come to Crown Motors or visit us online at crownmotorsreading.com.
In the 40s, Reading Cab and Yellow Cab merged, and Reading Yellow Cab was born. A lot has changed since then. The town has more than tripled in size, and so have we. Through the decades, we have served Reading with generations of trustworthy drivers, family men and women, treating their customers with the respect and professionalism we would expect for our own families. When you need to get to or from the airport to the train station, perhaps, we're there for you. When you need a safe ride home, need to do some shopping, or want someone to shop for you, call Reading Yellow Cab at 222-1234, and we'll be there for you.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460 530-605-4567.
Yeah, welcome back. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460. It's up 62 degrees on its way up to 89 today. 7:45 in the morning, this portion of the show is brought to you by Reading Crown Motors. What a great place to go and buy a new used or car, truck, or SUV. Right there, let your neighbors make great deals for you at our local Dodge, Ford, Honda, Nissan, Lincoln, and Ram dealership. Right there on 555 Cypress Avenue. They take great pride in what they sell and how they maintain them. Reading Crown Motors. Give them a call, 530-223-2177. Reading Crown Motors.
Our guest is, of course, Martin Graff from Alliant Heating and Air. Martin, we're talking about cool April nights. I know that's kind of a sidebar, but you were saying you had a car. What's your car that you had? Did you do a show and shine?
I was in the cruise.
You were in the cruise.
Yeah, and then we actually spent the night out there. My wife was doing funnel cakes, so she volunteered to help do funnel cakes down there. So we got a camper spot. Okay. So
tell us about your car.
It's a 1930 Ford pickup truck. It's blue, and it was the one playing the oldies music. If anybody was out in the crowd and they heard something playing oldies music as it drove by, that was my truck.
Yes.
It was loud.
Well, 30s is an OD car.
Yeah.
Hey, okay, now, when you, one of the things we talked about during the break was, because of the Green Energy Act, and people are just like new to the state or woke up or something, the Green Energy Act that Schwarzenegger, we can thank Arnold for this, is that we have to have 30% of all of our energy come from renewable resources by the year 2020. So people are already pushing that, which means is that because there's not enough of renewable resources, you have to pay more, which is one of the reasons that our prices are going up on electricity at 7% a year right here in Reading, I believe is what it is, for 6 years, 7% a year.
Right.
So how do you try, even if you conserve and use less electricity than last year, you're going to be paying more. So how can we, as consumers, especially during these hot summers we get here, what are some of the tricks to try and keep us, to keep the cost of electricity down yet make it comfortable here?
Well, I'm going to go back to the fact that the air conditioning system, especially in the summer, is going to be your largest user of electricity. So, you're going to look at things that are your largest, consumption devices and look at those for reduction because that's where you're going to see the largest amount of reduction. Your refrigerator would be the next one. And I'll tell you, cleanliness is the key to everything. And even your refrigerator, how many people go and, in the summer go back and make sure that they're, and again, I was talking about that evaporative process that happens. Well, there's also a condensing process that has to happen. So what happens is that the refrigerant goes from a liquid state to a gas state. And in that process, that's when it pulls the heat out of whatever it is, your refrigerator, your house, or whatever. But then it needs to get rid of that heat. And how it gets rid of that heat is it takes it to another coil, which is called your condenser coil. Or as a lot of people say, that's my condensing unit outside or my air conditioning unit outside. That's that little box. And your refrigerator has one and your air conditioner has one. There's coils out there, just like there is radiators in a car. And if those coils are clogged or dirty, then that process of that liquid, that gas going back into a liquid form is compromised. And if it doesn't fully happen, then you're not taking fully advantage of your device. So let's just say that's 30% blocked. Your air conditioning system or your refrigerator in your house is at about a 30% minus. It's not working as well as it could. So by keeping all the components clean, you could see a significant reduction in your electric bill, which in today means you might just stay even.
Yeah, you just might stay even,
right,
if you do all of that. But the other thing too, the preventive maintenance, and we talk about that on any type of equipment, you change the oil in your car, You put the air in your tires. You do all these other things, and you should be doing that with your system, both your, you know, the air conditioning and the heating system, and having somebody that knows what they're doing. But I mean, you know, to come out, do all that work on it. How many times a year?
Well, I tell you that
you come out into our place.
Yeah, we suggest twice a year because mostly, I'll tell you for winter when we go out there, you know, we do some cleaning, but mostly we're out there for safety, especially if you have a gas furnace. We want to make sure that you don't have any combustion issues that could pop up and become a safety issue. But in the air conditioning, it is very important to have everything cleaned because, again, that whole idea of cleanliness is what keeps that unit running efficiently. And also, you know, you think about how hard these air conditioners work. When it's 110 degrees in Reading, you know, it's not uncommon for me to hear, oh, my air conditioner runs all the time. Well, it's still a machine. It has a little compressor in it. It has motors that need oiling. It has coils that need to be cleaned. And people will go years and years without even thinking twice about it so long as it's delivering cold air into their house. And then when it breaks down, you know, they're surprised. They're like, wow, this thing, you know, I just bought this thing 6 years ago. I don't understand why it would break down. Well, for 6 years, you know, you haven't changed the filters. You haven't, you know, cleaned the coils. You haven't done a lot of things. And then, you know, you're kind of surprised that it breaks down. It'd be kind of like taking a car, just driving it, you know, 12 hours a day, every single day, 5-7 days a week. And then after 3 years, you know, it breaks down. You go, wow, I wonder why that happened.
Well, that is exactly why we wanted you to come on today because, you know, we're all about prevention, like preventative health. You go to the dentist because you want to see, do I have a cavity? If not, whatever, your teeth get cleaned. You change your oil. Carl said you change your oil. There's certain things that you just need to do that are every 6 months. And this is a perfect time to have you on. So people are really aware of, oh, you know what? I know we're coming up to a really hot summer here in Reading. I better take care of it now because the last thing I want to do, especially is if you have any health issues, you don't want to be in a hot, you just don't want to be in a hot house where you can't get air circulating.
Okay. Our guest is Martin Graff from Alliance Heating and Air. His phone number is 221-2642. We're going to take a quick break here and come back and finish up this segment here. But, you know what? It's having Martin here talking about it is, you know, we Bad Bob, just grab your microphone there for a second, is that, having, you know, you had a new system put in your house.
Completely. We did. We had never had central air. The house was fortunately kind of already set up for it, but I will say that Martin did a great job of explaining our options to us, helped us pick out a system that met our needs. His work people were absolutely professional. They laid down the paper. They were polite. They were clean cut. They were great guys and looked you right in the eye, and I appreciate that as a consumer. And the system worked, and he gave us some tips, and we're off and running and looking forward to a good summer.
Well, then that's the bottom line. That's why we have Martin here is that we want to get people ready because these summers can be disastrous if you're, and what Linda said, if you're older and a little bit, you know, and you're kind of stuck in the house there, you're going to need to be able to make sure that, you know, it's time for the kids and the grandkids. Maybe take a look at the air conditioning for mom and dad.
Absolutely.
Or the grandparents. All right. We'll be right back.
Would you like the comfort of knowing your retirement assets will earn a minimum of 4% guaranteed? After losing 25% this past year, gold no longer seems to be the safe place for your hard-earned assets. And if you don't want to risk losing your nest egg in the stock market, then consider purchasing an annuity guaranteeing a minimum 4% interest. With an annuity, you may not have to pay taxes until you withdraw the money. The 10-year treasury pays only 1.69%. This 5-year annuity pays more than double that with less volatility. If you have $200,000 or more and want safe returns, call Tom Wood at 244-7526. That's 244-PLAN. If you want your hard-earned retirement assets to earn a minimum 4% backed by a major insurance company without the risk of the stock market, call Tom Wood at 244-7526 for more information.
Claims paid by insurer, not FDIC insured. Penalties for early withdrawal. California Life License Number 0B85106.
Are you struggling financially? Swallowed up in debt? Are you looking to buy a house but are not sure of your credit standing?
What does that credit score even mean?
Why are there three different bureaus?
What score is most important?
Looking for a local expert?
Give me, Joe Radola, a call. Your credit affects everything from borrowing money to landing that perfect job. With over 40 years of providing financial services, I am committed to helping you achieve your goals. I can provide you with a full credit report and in-depth review for only $25. Let me provide you with the tools you need to improve your credit standing and your financial freedom. Give me a call today, Joe Rodola, at 941-3021 or on the web at jrdebtconsult.com. Your local choice in credit repair.
Join us in celebrating an incredible 20 years in the making at Wind River Resort and Casino, Friday, May 3rd through Friday, May 10th, with many bingo, table games, poker, and slot tournament specials. Elements is offering delicious steak and lobster, only $20. Hot seat drawings, cupcake giveaways, prizes, and many more surprises. Celebrate. For details, log on to WindRiver.com. Celebrating 20 years in the making. It's better on the river.
It's about to get even better on the river. Wind River Casino is currently undergoing an amazing resort expansion that will include an 84-room hotel, resort-style pool, elegant day spa, and many other new and expanded amenities. Wind River Resort and Casino appreciates your patience and support during construction and promises to continue making each visit a fantastic experience, including free valet and shuttle services. For more expansion details, log on to WindRiver.com. And remember, it's about to get even better on the river.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Yeah! Welcome back!
Talking Harley's here!
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. 62 degrees out there, 7:55 in the morning. This portion of the show is brought to you by Mount Shasta Spring Water. It's been, Mount Shasta Spring Water has been providing natural spring water to their customers in Northern California and Southern Oregon since 1988. All the water is drawn from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta. It doesn't get any better than that. We've used it here in the offices and studios of the radio station and at home. For more information, call 1-800-922-6227 or visit their website at mountshastaspringwater.com.
Our guest this morning is Marty. You like going Martin. Is it Martin or
it's
Martin?
It's all good.
All right,
Martin
Graff. Like. Well, we were talking at the break about Harleys, and of course we're talking about Lions Heating and Air and about, you know, getting, you know, really about
preventative.
I am rolling on my words this morning, so help me out here. And all about the fact that twice a year you should get this stuff done.
Yeah, and I'd like to just kind of wrap up what I was saying with everything with the deal. For anybody that's a Free Fire Radio customer, if you just call down to the shop and you let them know that, you know, you're a listener of this radio station, that for the next 30 days, if you have a maintenance, then normally we charge $85 for that, but I'm going to go ahead and tell my off staff to knock $10 off, so you'll get an $85 maintenance and service out of it. We'll check your refrigerant, clean your indoor and outdoor coils, oil your motors, and it comes with a free filter too, so you don't have to even go down to the hardware store and buy a filter. We'll bring a filter with us, and all that for $75. And, you know, it's something that we don't make a tremendous amount of money on it. Believe me, by the time I send a truck out to somebody's house and have them spend an hour and clean up a system and use chemicals and give you a filter, but it's something that we do as kind of something that embrace you and bring you into the fold of our company, so that you'll see the value of using us.
And you've been around since 1992. I mean, this isn't like something you started last year.
No, we've been around a long time, and I'm a second generation. My dad did it down in Los Angeles.
That's right.
You guys have to have some stories about what you find when you crawl underneath spaces. That, to me, is just a hero right there. You're going to go into that house and do what?
The weirdest thing I've ever seen, I'll just bring this up real quick, because this is kind of funny, and I just, to this day, have not been able to figure out how it happened. You know, animals are typically the thing you don't want to run into, and they're always underneath there. And so I'm always trying to keep an eye out for them. I've put my hands on top of big...
We got 2 minutes. You got time. You got time.
Put your hands on big what?
On big squirmy piles of things, and found out that they were a big nest of rats, you know. And it was just all their babies and stuff. And you go, oh, man, I didn't like to do that. But the weirdest thing I've ever seen underneath there is I was crawling underneath a house one time, and I saw this petrified cat holding on to a petrified rat. And I was like, how did that happen? You know, exactly what happened in that scenario that, you know, 5 years ago, those two animals died in the clutches underneath
lightning
this house.
Lightning struck.
I don't know. And it's just like, you know.
Did you ask people, hey, did you lose a cat 5 years ago?
No, I didn't.
Oh, my God.
That was just weird. But
see, you guys are the heroes. You're like the firemen that go up there and, you know, rescue the cat out of the tree. I mean, you're the guys that will crawl into the house, do the dirty work, find out about the filter, make it work. I mean, it's amazing work to me.
Okay. Yeah, you know, it is. Okay, now, as Martin said, just give them a call at Alliance Heating and Air, and you will, and they're going to take $10 off the regular service fee. Come out and check your equipment there. So give Alliance Heating and Air.
Hey, Marty,
a call.
Thanks for coming on today.
Thank you for having me.
We'll be right back. We've got Gary Catt on, and we're going to be talking about drones, our EU Commission, and unfunded liabilities. We'll be right back.
Fox News is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. The government did know who Tamerlan Tsarnaev was, the now-dead Boston Marathon bombing suspect.
The system pinged when he was leaving the United States.
Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson has more live in Washington.
Now, Homeland Security Secretary Janet Napolitano tells the Senate Judiciary Committee the government did take a look at the elder Tsarnaev brother during that absence.
By the time he returned, all investigations had been closed.
But that conflicts with what Senator Lindsey Graham said. As he learned from the FBI.
They told me they had no knowledge of him leaving or coming back. The name was misspelled.
Either deliberately or because the Russian airline Aeroflot made an error, Dave.
Rich, Boston is trying to get back to business as usual. Fox News Radio's Jeff Manasso is there live.
Yeah, here along Boylston Street, Dave, stoplights are blinking again. Debris is being picked up and business owners are getting ready to reopen. This as Jokhar Tsarnaev remains in serious condition, now facing federal terror charges.
It's going to be the death penalty, and that's what he deserves.
At the very minimum, he will be rotting in a prison for the rest of his life.
The bombings, officials now say, the likely work of lone wolf terrorists inspired by jihadist websites, though their investigation is far from over. Meantime, the family of MIT officer Sean Collier say goodbye to him today as other victims in the city begins to heal, Dave.
Jeff, one of the two men accused of plotting to attack a train in Canada just showed up with a long beard in court in Toronto. Raed Jasser did not enter a plea and was told to appear again next month. The other suspect goes to court later in Montreal. A compounding pharmacy in Indiana that makes specialty drugs is recalling nearly 100 medications after FDA inspections led to questions about whether the drugs are sterile. A contaminated medicine from a Massachusetts pharmacy last year started a deadly meningitis outbreak. Another U.S. senator is going to retire, Montana Democrat Max Baucus, the seventh senator to announce he will not run again. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Introducing a faster way to push to talk. AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk. AT&T delivers more of what your business needs. Instant communication, up to 1,000 contacts, plus a broad array of devices and platforms. Visit att.com/enhancedptt3 to get your business started with a free Samsung Rugby 3. You push to talk, we pushed it further. AT&T, rethink possible.
Limited time offer. Free phone on new activations only. Requires 2-year commitment to eligible voice and data plans plus activation of AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk service.
Hear that? That's the sound of grass growing. Yep, it's deer season. And right now you can get up to $1,000 off John Deere 1023E subcompact tractors with the purchase of 2 implements. And $300 off X500 Select Series lawn tractors. Offer ends April 30th, 2013. Stop by your John Deere dealer today.
Visit Valley Truck and Tractor at any of our 9 North Valley locations today. Or find us on the web at valleytruckandtractor.com or myjohndeeredealer.com.
Boeing says it had no idea the batteries in its 787 Dreamliner planes could cause a fire.
With 4 layers of protection, there's no combination of failures that are more than extremely improbable, meaning that we never expect in the life of the fleet to see them.
Chief Project Engineer Mike Sinnott at a National Transportation Safety Board hearing into why Boeing and regulators missed the fire danger that grounded Dreamliners back in January. The FAA has approved a fix, and some 787s could return to service next week. Some radioactivity is being detected following North Korea's underground test earlier this year, as the North demands it be recognized as a nuclear power.
A North Korean official newspaper said it's unacceptable that the U.S. should demand that it disarm for talks. It said Washington and Pyongyang can only meet as 2 nuclear weapons states. Meanwhile, 2 months after a North Korean nuclear test, possible fallout has been detected here in Japan. But the Comprehensive Test Ban Treaty Organization said the elements are too faint to identify the type of bomb used. Out of pressure, North Korea may be one subject for talks in China this week by General Martin Dempsey. The chairman of the U.S. Joint Chiefs of Staff said his visit there aims to strengthen U.S.-China ties. In Tokyo, Alistair Wanklin, Fox News Radio.
A Philadelphia couple could face charges in the death of their 8-month-old child, who they didn't take to a doctor. The two are already on probation for hoping prayer would heal their sick 2-year-old who died in 2009. Rhode Island is the only state in New England where gay marriage is not legal. That could change this week.
Efforts to pass the measure died in the Senate 2 years ago, but gay marriage supporters feel momentum is on their side after the House approved the bill in January. Independent Governor Lincoln Chafee also supports it. Religious leaders urging senators to stand firm and defeat the bill.
That's Fox News Radio's Steve Rappaport. On Wall Street, we're seeing a rally this morning. The Dow up 135 points. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
Fox News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and DeBot. How are you this morning? April the 23rd, 8:05 in the morning. Our phone line's here at 530-605-4567. And we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Mainly in the chat room, we're talking about gun rights. A couple questions like, well, then how come the Old West, they would outlaw guns in some towns? You couldn't carry them. Well, that's true. They did that. A lot of times, when this was in towns, towns were divided into two parts in many cases back in those days. And below a certain point of the town is where the cowboys and assorted riffraff like Marines and us would hang out, and they could carry their guns in that portion of town. If you came up to the more genteel portion of town, you had to check your weapons. But, they did not ban you from having weapons. They did not keep you from buying a weapon or owning a weapon. It was just said in this area, we don't want you carrying a weapon. So there's a huge difference between banning a weapon because of what it looks like or what it possibly looks like and banning a weapon in a specific area for a specific time. Anyway, just a thought. Okay, hey, look, as we do every morning at this time, let's go to our Wells Fargo Advisors for our Market Minute. Josh Wiley, good morning.
Hey, good morning. Well, positive corporate earnings are boosting markets this morning. Currently, the Dow's up 136 points at 14,703, while the Nasdaq's up 35 at 3,269, and the S&P 500's up 14 at 1,577. Oil's down 68 cents at $88.51 a barrel, while the 30-year Treasury's yielding 2.88%. Gold's down $13.80 this morning at $1,407, while silver's down 55 cents at $22.83 an ounce. Some of our most actively traded stocks this morning, 3M's down 61 cents at $106.45, Qualcomm's up 75 cents at $65.33, and Cisco Systems is up 45 cents at $21.05. Well, that's the market for now. This is Josh Wiley at the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Josh, thanks a lot. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on with our Market Minute Monday through Friday at 7:10, 8:10, and 9:10 right here on KCNR. You know what? Just as Josh was talking about, there's sell-offs here, there's buying here. Unless you follow the market and understand everything that's going on, you need some experts. And that's what they have at the Wells Fargo Advisors. Give them a call at 530-243-7561 or just stop by Park Marina Drive and ask them what's going on. And they will be more than happy to sit down and talk to you. What's the weather look like today there?
We're currently 64 degrees in the downtown studios of KCNR. It's going to be a very breezy day with temperatures reaching around 85. Clear tonight with temperatures around 56. Tomorrow looks like we've got a sunny day up in the middle to high 80s as well, with a clear evening of 51. And so on and so forth. A beautiful week here in the Reading area. And the weather is always brought to you by Ensemble Vineyards this Thursday night. Perfect night. Going to be beautiful and clear to have pizza on the deck. Go out and have dinner at Ensemble Vineyards and enjoy the beautiful scenery on the ranch. 474-5546.
Okay. And we're going to take a break. When we come back, we have Reading City Councilman Gary Cadden. And in our own way of ambush journalism, we will attack him with half-truths and innuendos and make him answer these in something that has probably nothing to do with anything he wants to talk about. We'll be right back after these messages.
He lived in San Francisco and towed his boat to Shasta Lake for a week of vacation. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. He said, the truck has a hard pull to the left. The dealer inspected it 6 times, but could not correct the problem. He told me, while at the campground, a fellow camper mentioned Coachmaster. He thought, what would a body shop in Redding know that isn't known in San Francisco? Well, I decided to find out. Can you fix my truck? He asked. I told him I have seen this problem and corrected it several times before. The manufacturer made one steering part non-adjustable. It is heavy duty and probably the idea was to be set for life. We have developed a procedure that solves this problem by correcting the angles to achieve an ideal alignment. He left the truck for the day. At the end of the day, I asked him to test drive the truck. He came back into the office with a big smile on his face, as I knew he would. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Hi, Mark Story here to let you know that Haven Humane Society is taking great pride in serving the pet population and pet owners in the community. As CEO of Haven Humane, I invite everyone to check out our new adoption center and all the programs we have in place to help the animals in our care find their forever homes. And our spay-neuter clinic is also here to offer those families on a fixed income pet vaccinations and spay-neuter services. Contact Haven Humane at 241-1653 or visit us, East Side Road off of 273.
There is no better word in the English language than the word free, and BNT Satellite wants you to get basic Dish Network satellite television packages free for the first 6 months of your new subscription. There's no questions, no muss, no fuss, just free Dish Network for the first 6 months of your new basic package subscription. You will not find another offer for cable or satellite service that will beat this offer, and it is only from our local provider, BNT Satellite. All you have to do is call BNT Satellite at 244-1988. That's 244-1988, and the first 6 months of your basic satellite subscription is free.
Everybody calls us summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's gonna make a telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
Hi, this is Ron Lim from Lim's Pharmacy. My staff and I would like to invite you to come and try our personalized, fast, friendly service that has always been the foundation of our pharmacy. We have been serving the Redding area for over 30 years. We solve insurance problems quickly and efficiently. We accept Medi-Cal, work comp, and most insurances. Lim's Pharmacy is located inside the Shasta Community Health Center at Placer and Continental Streets. And you don't have to be a patient of the clinic to come to us. Call us at 241-8700 for more info. Thank you.
Yeah, welcome back. Carl and Linda Bott.
Oh, yeah. This
Sweet
is like a killer tune.
Sweet dreams are made of this. 8:12 in the morning. This portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brick. 2143 Hilltop
Drive. Do you have a husband or do you have a wife that mouths to you that does things, you know, can never figure out what their lips are? You know, I'm really good at reading lips, but I cannot read Carl's
lips. I noticed that you've read my lips before. When I've been turned halfway sideways, you could just see a glimpse of my lips, and I said something, and the next thing I know, you know exactly what I said. So don't, you know what,
that's just not, when you're flirting.
It's, no, it's,
and my alarm goes,
no, it's usually,
I'm sorry,
the
is,
last vestiges I have, this is the last vestiges I have of manhood, and I just turn my face away to go, to say something, you read my lips from behind me. So don't tell me I can
I
be
can
looking
read.
At you, okay, what did I say? Watch these words. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. How can you mess that one up? Wait a minute, let me do it like this. Watch, okay.
2143 Hilltop Drive, a place of Espresso Joe's, where you get your breast.
They do breast exams there.
You get your best. Never mind. You know what, Carl? Finish it up.
Okay. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Espresso Joe's with the best coffee in town. The baristas there will fix it any way you want, and then walk next door into those, to the walk-in humidor, the best in the state. They will meet or beat any tobacco prices in town at Tobacco and Brew. Joe and Shelley have done a tremendous amount for our community. Been in business for over 30 years. Veterans always get discounts at Tobacco and Brew. I can't vouch for the fact that there's breast exams on. I'm sure there's not. We'll be... 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Should we take a break and just start all over? We'll take a quick break here.
No,
yes.
No. We're,
you sure?
I want to use my best investigative journalism and ambush journalism and start asking Gary Catt.
All right, let's go for it.
Questions here. Okay. Gary, good morning.
Good morning.
Let's start with not what you brought here. We'll get to that eventually.
Okay.
Let's go to the drone question.
That's what I brought.
Okay. Is that drones there? I didn't see that.
This is the letter of intent.
Okay. Oh, you have the letter of intent
right in
there.
Front of me. Because right. I did it at the council meeting the other night.
Okay, there's a couple things about drone question has got big legs here. It just keeps going on. The other thing is I just saw an article in the paper about or online someplace that says that that we may have been too late anyway, that they were due back in March, and now the state is trying to catch up. Is this for the entire state or just the northern part of the state?
No, there's only two applications for the state.
All
one
right.
of them is
Southern
Ventura.
California.
No, one of them is Ventura County, and the second one is Oxnard-Kern County. Both of them in the southern part of the state.
All right.
It's my understanding that they were supposed to be in by April the 6th, and now they've changed it to May the 4th.
Because it was supposedly March, and we were late in April, and now they're going to change it to May.
Right. And then I'm understanding that the state legislature has voted a suggestion through, I guess it is, to the governor, that the governor would get involved because some of the other states, there's 30 of them, I understand, but some of the other states, the state governments are helping with the application going to the FAA. And from my understanding, Ventura application and the Oxnard-Kern County application, those two groups tried to get together, and I guess they couldn't figure out who was going to be the lead dog on take the lead on it, so they wound up having separate applications. And I guess the legislature and the governor want to try to meld that together and then send it off. But it is getting very close to the date that
Okay, let me ask this question. For a lot of people, they're just kind of following this on the periphery. This application that we're talking about is to allow drones to use airspace throughout California, but it's dedicated airspace, right? It's not just they just can't just fly anywhere. Isn't it dedicated airspace? Just like airplanes, they have air paths or like little air highways they have to travel. But to have them here for testing. Is this correct?
Yes. They have corridors going from Southern California coming north. They also have test areas, one of them is out at Whitmore, east of us here. And the other one they were saying that is southwest of Redding. Well, it's 80 miles southwest of Redding. It's west of Maxwell is where it's at. And they have corridors to fly from Ventura coming up to get them up here. Now, it's my understanding, because this is where it gets a little cloudy, gray area, they're not saying that they're going to test only in these two test areas. They're going to fly in, they could fly over the city of Redding. They could fly Shasta Lake. They could fly over Anderson and do this testing. So the real thing with it is trying to understand what and where they're going to do the testing. But the thing with me is, and some folks have asked me why I abstained from voting the other night.
Yeah, the first time you voted no.
The first time I voted no.
And now what kind of vote was that? Just to look at it? Because Missy wasn't there.
Well, that was to bring it back and look at it again is what it was. In fact, what basically happened was that the council voted not to do what we did 2 weeks later, is bring it back again. The motion was to bring it back again, and it lost 2-2. So that's a loss. And then there was never another motion to actually bring it forward. We weren't allowed to make a motion. So then that it was brought back. The mayor brought it back for the most recent meeting, and there was five individuals there, and we had the testimony. And three members voted in favor. One member voted against it. That was Mr. Jones and myself. I didn't vote.
You voted two.
To execute the letter of intent with Ventura County.
But you don't have to.
Non-binding.
Non-binding.
Non-binding letter of intent.
Part.
Right.
Okay. So you voted to go move forward with it,
right.
Essentially.
Right.
Now. And you abstained because?
Well, because I wasn't saying no, totally no, because they're here. I mean, I want to be a part of the a memorandum of understanding that's going to be put together between the city of Redding and Ventura County Airport.
As opposed to having just to, go just abide well, by staff, what they say.
The staff is going to put it together.
Well, I know that.
And
but,
I think,
but if we don't have something to say about it, if we turn it down and just say, no, drones are not going to fly here, can we do that?
If Redding, well, yeah, if well, the airport, yes, the city council could say, no, okay. We're not going to give you
but a... that's not what we're saying. We're saying we're going to go with a non-binding letter of intent to say, yes, we do want to know. We want that it's okay to move forward, but we want more information.
Well, a ton more of information, a ton of it. And on the MOU,
it says the
MOU, a memorandum of understanding to be negotiated, agreed upon, and executed by you, the city, and the county, Ventura. So it means it's going to be by the city of Redding and the county of Ventura. And we need to have a voice in what's going on.
Okay. We got to take a break. We're with Redding City Councilman Gary Cadd, who voted no the first time and then is kind of ambivalent on the second one. But now, you know, is being able to explain his votes. But Mr. Jones, Patrick, doesn't trust drones.
No. Nope.
He just doesn't trust drones.
I don't know.
And, okay, well, and let's talk about that when we come back. Carl and the Bot, KCNR 1460. We'll be right back after these messages.
A few extra minutes for family time. Cheering your son's baseball team to victory. Beating last month's numbers at work. At North Valley Bank, we hear you when you tell us what matters to you most. Which is why we make it our top priority to offer products, services, and people who can give you a few more minutes in your day and services to help you be more successful. For example, if you're looking to buy or refinance a home, our mortgage process can save you time with pre-approvals and an experienced staff who will walk you through each step, guiding you, answering questions, and helping your family get the best possible loan. And just like you, our team is part of your community. So the things that matter to you matter to us. North Valley Bank. Let's live and grow together. Learn more at NOVB.com or visit a local branch. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hey, well, all right. Hey, this is Ernie and Dave with Let's Sell It.
Yeehaw! If you have something you no longer need and having a yard sale, garage sale, or event, join us for Let's Sell It with Ernie and Dave, your radio flea market, every Saturday, 7 to 8 a.m., right here at KCNR 1460 a.m. There is no cost to you. That's right. Recycle your no longer needed items.
Yeah, get rid of it right here on the air. Give us a call Saturday mornings, 7 to 8 a.m., 605-4567.
Team Power and John Deere present Thoughts from the Yellow Seat.
With spring in the air, the chores are piling up. Picture this. You've repaired all the winter wind and rain damage to the property, leveled the ground, moved that gravel pile, and mowed the lawn. How did it all get done? And so fast? All thanks to Team Power, your local John Deere tractor and Land Pride attachment dealer. Get ready to hit the ground running this spring with a call to Team Power for all your parts and service needs. Don't own a Deere? Right now at Team Power, they're offering great deals and fantastic financing on compact utility tractors and easy-to-attach Land Pride implements. Take advantage of this great time to buy at Team Power, your one-stop tractor shop next to Phil's Propeller on Twin View Boulevard. Team Power, your locally owned and authorized John Deere, Kubota tractor, and Land Pride attachment dealer. 226-9226.
This has been another Thought from the Yellow Seat, brought to you by John Deere, Land Pride, and Team Power.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny. My wife Judy and I want to say thank you. Thank you for blessing us with such wonderful friends and business. We love being a part of such a great community here in Shasta County. Every day the people we meet and the chance we have to help each and every one of you makes us proud. We look forward to being there when you need us, wind or rain, sun or shade. Shasta Gas Propane, family owned, family operated. For safety, service, and savings, give us a call at 365-3793. And once again, thank you.
Yeah, welcome back. Carl and the Bot, KCNR 1460. This portion of the show brought to you by Orchard Nutrition, featuring an in-store deli and Redding's largest selection of natural food supplements and health and beauty products. They are the North State's nutrition experts over at Orchard Nutrition at 221 Locust Street. Over there in the, Cypress Square shopping center area. Give them a call at 530-244-9141. We go there and we get all types of great health foods. In fact, we just found some great stuff for your eyes.
Yeah, we went to
In fact, we're going to have an optometrist on and he's going to, you know, talk about there's things that you can take that really can help your eyes through, you know, they've done a lot of studies on this, that vitamins and stuff. So we're going to probably have him on.
Well, I'm at that age now where it's really depressing me, but it's okay in the sense that my eyes are changing and I've had perfect vision and perfect hearing. I mean, I'm the one that can spot the sign that's down like a mile, 2 miles, just phenomenal vision. And so now it's starting to get blurry and I'm like, well, you know, he said, oh, that's perfectly normal as you get the, you know, age. That's one of those things that it just,
but we're,
you know,
only 35.
But he said that there are some proven clinical studies about certain vitamins that you can take to help your optical nerve or whatever it is, just like Carl said. So,
you can see those drones better. So as we go back to Gary.
Yeah, speaking of drones and eyes, you got to be able to see them.
There you go.
Because you know you can hear them.
Gary, last thing you said was, I don't trust drones.
No, well, let me clarify that. First of all, I don't care for drones. They bother me. But the biggest thing that bothers me is whose hands are these drones going to be in? How do we control who has them, what they do with them? Because they can collect information. Forward looking infrared
radar
imaging.
Clear.
Yeah. So there's all kinds of applications.
The kind they were using when they were searching for that terrorist in Boston, by the way. Mm-hmm. When you saw him inside the boat, that's mm-hmm. what that was, FLIR.
Yep.
Just imagine how helpful that might be to our police though out there.
Oh yeah, and Chief Paletti probably would like to use them. I just want to have a good policy set forward of whose hands they're going
to be in. I agree 100% with that. You know what? We need to know if you're going to have drones coming into our neighborhoods.
Mm-hmm.
Who's running them? What information they're collecting? Where's the information going? And somebody said, I think it was Terry said, there's one thing about shooting a pistol. You shoot a pistol, once the bullet falls to the ground or wherever it goes, that's it. It doesn't go to a million other pistols where it's transferred around. But would we even have anything to say, Gary? I mean, if, you know, we look at the MOU, Memorandum of Understanding here, and you say, okay, we don't want to have these things happen. And we've got UAVs coming in here, drones, UAVs, unmanned aerial vehicles, remotely mm-hmm. piloted vehicles, RPVs, anyway, from a fist size to 137-foot wingspan?
Yes, I had a conversation with Todd McNamee, who is the airport director in Ventura County a week ago this morning, before our meeting last week. And I asked him then, I said, what size? And he said, well, in essence, he said that they could be the pizza box size. And he said, what about the little tiny ones? And he said, those could be used too. So those are the little ones that can fit on your thumb that we've seen. And then I said, well, how big? And he said, up to basically 137-foot wingspan.
I don't think that was ever said. I think what they said was 25 pounds. But if you're talking about 137-foot wingspan, aren't we talking something then about the size of a
737?
It's going to land here without a pilot?
That's what we're talking, see. And the thing with it is the 737s type drones have been flying around the world. The military's been using them. They know they can interact with military.
Sure.
So, I mean, we're going to be testing if they can interact with civilian.
I
guess what we're talking about.
Well, I've been around.
Civilian airport.
Yeah, I've used drones and been around drones a long time. And the technology is probably there. But the point is, and this is where everybody's upset, and everybody's, you know, throwing bricks at the Tea Party. The Tea Party, as much as they're, you know, standing up on this, look at the ACLU. ACLU is fighting drones and fighting this thing throughout the country, and they've fought them to a standstill. You want to talk about people that have a real, real problem with drones.
Mm-hmm.
You start with the ACLU, you know, and then work your way down to the Tea Party. But the bottom line on this whole thing, is who's collecting the information, or if their information's being collected, and who gets it, and do we have anything to say about it? Can they fly something over on a flight path over the town, grab it, and then send it someplace?
Mm-hmm.
How do you know it's not going to happen?
Yeah, well, the thing with it is, Carl, it's going to happen. So that's the reason why. See, the thing with it is, the other night at the council meeting, when I abstained to vote, I knew then that this was going to pass. It would be probably 3-1 with me voting the way I was going to vote. So the reason that I voted the way I did is I want to have a voice. When this MOU is put together, I want to have a voice in what goes into this MOU from the city side. Because like I said a minute ago, there's going to be a contract, an MOU, Memorandum of Understanding, between the city of Redding and the Ventura County Airport.
Okay, so if they agree with this, they say, okay, this is going to be company Air Horizon that's going to be flying these. These are they're testing them. But we've got to test our systems. So we're going to be at 20,000 feet over Redding, and we're going to be testing our cameras. And we're just going to take it back to our laboratory and then dump the it after that. We're just practicing, you know, day, night, our FLIR, red light cameras, things, whatever. Is that acceptable?
Depends upon what are they taking pictures of. Okay. Are they going to take, I mean, I'd be quite truthful with you. You'd be surprised at how many ladies have contacted me saying they sunbathe in the backyard in the El Natural, and they don't want people flying over taking pictures of them. And where were those pictures?
Well, they're too late because I think that stuff's already happened.
It's already happened. Well, I mean, but this is something that's coming forward, and it's surprising that I gather the natural sun.
There are people, you know what? I believe if you're going to have somebody flying over you, that we ought to have a say about what's happening. I don't like the idea of Google Earth taking photos of my house, putting it out there.
But they are.
But it's not a near real time that they're doing it. We'll be right back after these messages. We have people on the phone that want to talk about this. And then from there, we're going to talk unfunded liabilities. We'll be right back.
Fox News Radio. I'm Lillian Wu. The Homeland Security Secretary gets a grilling on Capitol Hill in the wake of the Boston Marathon bombing arrest on the issue of the older suspect Tamerlan Tsarnaev's trip to Russia.
The system pinged when he was leaving the United States. By the time he returned, all investigations had been closed.
Janet Napolitano defending security procedures that occur when someone applies for asylum. Critics want more scrutiny given to the immigration process.
There needs to be a significant part of the debate over immigration reform. It needs to be over national security. And I'm not even saying delay it. I'm just saying make it part of the debate. But that may mean that the debate takes longer.
Senator Rand Paul and Fox News confirms six-term Democratic Senator Max Baucus will retire. Fox News, we report, you decide.
Signs, signs, signs. That's right, Wonderland Signs has your signs. Big signs, we do them. Vehicle wraps, we do them. If it's a sign, we do them. Vinyl, paint, 3D murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign you could want.
I'm sorry, Bob. Could we sign a monster truck for you? Could you do that again?
Wonderland Signs is celebrating 25 years in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. When you need sign work, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, longest warranties in the area, all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl architectural to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we are fully licensed, bonded, and insured contractors, we can install them and other sign shops can't. We even offer financing on many sign types. Check us out online at WonderlandSigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
Mention this ad and get 50% off any pair of magnetic signs.
Hi, this is Ron Lim from Lim's Pharmacy. My staff and I would like to invite you to come and try our personalized, fast, friendly service that has always been the foundation of our pharmacy. We have been serving the Redding area for over 30 years. We solve insurance problems quickly and efficiently. We accept Medi-Cal, work comp, and most insurances. Lim's Pharmacy is located inside the Shasta Community Health Center at Placer and Continental Streets. And you don't have to be a patient of the clinic to come to us. Call us at 241-8700 for more info. Thank you.
The Pacific Rim is calling. Come out for fun, food, friends, and a great cause. Local food entrepreneur Brian Matthews would like to invite you to the first annual Pacific Rim Wine and Food Pairing event. This year's event will benefit the Military Order of the Purple Heart.
Join us on Saturday, April 27th at the Market Street Wines in Redding as we celebrate the men and women of our military. Local celebrity bartenders will be pouring wines from the Pacific's finest wine regions. Brian's going to be pairing these wines with fusion-style delicacies inspired by the cuisines of the Pacific Rim.
Doors open at 3 p.m. A limited number of tickets are available and can be purchased at Market Street Wines, 1747 Market Street, next to the Cascade Theater in downtown Reading. Or give Brian a call at 530-244-9463. That's 530-BIG-WINE.
Tickets are just $15, so get yours right away. And we'll see you on Saturday, April 27th at Market Street Wines for this year's Pacific Rim Wine and Food Pairing Event.
Hi, it's Roger Hitchcock, and you're listening to Carl and Linda Bott on KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott, 64 degrees, 8:35 in the morning. Hey, that Pacific Rim wine tasting. I want to talk just a little bit more about that. Linda and I will be there from 3 to 6. Hey, we're going to help bartend. But this is the best thing. All the proceeds, my friends, are going to go to the local chapter of the Military Order of the Purple Heart. You're going to see Gunnery Sergeant Bill Phelan down there. You're going to be seeing a couple more of our wounded warriors that are down there during this time frame. And all of the money that's collected will be going to the Military Order of the Purple Heart. I can't say enough about Brian and his people there that are doing this. And this is going to be Saturday from 3 to 6 p.m., so just plan on joining us down there. Just stop on by. It's a beautiful wine tasting, great food. And it also helps our wounded veterans from right here in Reading and here in the North State. So join us down there Saturday. Okay. Our guest is Reading City Councilman Gary Cadd. We're talking about drones. Let's go to the phones here. Terry, good morning.
Hey guys, how y'all doing?
Good morning, Terry.
How are you?
Okay. Remember the old commercial, where's the beef? Where's the jobs? According to Mr. Ginger, we're looking at his statistics. We have 40 million people in California. We have approximately 6 million out of work. This, over the period of 10 years, this particular industry is going to bring 17,000 jobs over 10 years. That's 1,700 jobs per year. It's going to bring in $2 billion over 10 years. That's $200 million a year. As of last night, we found out that California is $164 billion in debt. We're going to get two people here. We know that's for the first year. We get two. And I know that'll be a tremendous boon because maybe these guys will stay in motels and eat it in and out. You know, forget Cool April Nights because these guys are bringing all this business to Reading. But my question is, where's the jobs? We had all three people that spoke in favor of the drones. We're talking about the jobs. So, Gary, I'm trying to figure out where the jobs are. Where are the jobs?
Well, it doesn't look like they're going to be jobs.
And see, then what's the point of the issue? What's the point of having the drones here if there's no jobs?
Well, from that issue, I understand and agree with what you're saying. But the thing that boils down to it is like you say, there's going to be two jobs. The people will not be hired here. They'll be hired down in Ventura County. They will come up here to process the landings and then take care of the drones after they service them and then go on. Now, we don't know how long that's going to happen or how often they're going to be here or how many flights are going to be coming in, number one. And number two, this whole program is got a five-year lifespan to it. In other words, it's going to come and it's going to go from what I'm understanding.
Well, see, what I'm trying to figure out, sir, is the benefit to the community. If there's no jobs and we're getting drones here to fly around to see what, if they can fly or not, if there's no jobs that are – and every argument for it, I mean – and by the way, I think your explanation of why you voted the way you did was very understandable. I totally understood why you did what you did.
Well, thank
anyway,
you.
If we have a situation where there's no jobs, then why are we doing it? And every argument again, including Mr. LaSalle, et cetera, was all the jobs it was going to bring. Well,
are we getting paid? This is something I don't know. Are we getting paid for use of our airport at all?
To my understanding, no.
Okay. So, okay, Terry, Terry, I see what you're saying.
I mean, wow. I'm just trying to.
Yeah. What's the purpose? Now, so far we've had, you've been on talking about this, and you're really against, the idea of this. Just, I mean, there seems to be no reason, you know, they're using example jobs and that, which are really two jobs maybe. Gary, who was kind of, before was a no, still doesn't like drones, but is ambivalent now, but wants to have something to do. If we are going to do this, then I want to be in on how we write an MOU. I think the next step is I'm going to find a pro drone guy and have them come on and see, because I have heard this too, that there's jobs, there's things here in the future, but I don't understand how that works,
how that's going to do. And I'm good with all that. I'm just saying that the argument against Carl, the only argument about and for the drones
is jobs.
The jobs.
And you
I
don't
just
see
gave
that.
You the stats. They're not mine. There is no jobs.
No, no, so, I understand that. And that's
and
why
I'm
I mean.
Not against drones.
No, no, no. Well, but some people absolutely are because they don't. You know, Patrick Jones, a city councilman, does not trust drones. He doesn't want them under the control of the city government right here in Reading. Much less any place.
Well, and
much less any place else.
The thing with it is, they're not going to be under the city of Reading. The city of Reading is allowing them to come in. And the thing with it is what company is going to be coming in. This isn't going to be Ventura. This is going to be a private company coming in. And that's my very point is whose hands are these drones going to wind up in and what information will they be collecting? Because that's what they do is collect. All right. What information are they going to be collecting? And then where is that information going to go? Who's it going to be sold to? How's it going to be used? This is what we have to have a handle on.
Gary, you made the very best question, and maybe you can explain this to the folks, but you made a great question when you asked Mr. Dinger, you know, basically as far as policy and how these drones are used and, you know, what all the ramifications are, we need to have a seat at the table. Do we basically have a seat at the table? And in front of God and everyone, Mr. Dinger said, well, I'm not really sure. I don't really know. And you made the point that we have to have that. Well, if we're going into something to where we don't have a choice on what we can do that brings no jobs,
okay. I'm getting to a break here, but I think you made your point here, Terry. Gary, you have something to say?
Terry. The other night, I had the letter of intent, non-binding letter of intent, in front of me when I spoke before council, and the letter of intent says an agreed upon and executed by you, the city, and the county, Ventura. I want to be at the seat of the table when city staff or whoever puts our side of this MOU together to what's going to be in the MOU. This is the reason why I voted the way I did, and this is what I'm going to be working towards.
Got it. All right. There's still a lot to be said about this, and, you know, and I'm going to just keep stirring this pot by bringing on somebody that really believes that we should have drones and why, because I have not heard from Mark LaSalle yet or Rod Denger. We need to get them on. But Terry, thank you so much. You're very lucid in your arguments against this. If it's strictly about jobs, where are the jobs? Where's the beef? And Gary, where you're doing it. Okay. We're going to take a break. We're going to come back. I want to talk just for a second about the REU commission. Or committee?
Mm-hmm.
Is it committee?
Commission.
And then we want to talk unfunded liabilities, which we touched on before, but it is just unbelievable how many millions of dollars we owe. Hundreds mm-hmm. of millions of dollars we owe. Mm-hmm. We'll be right back.
Everywhere around the world.
Hi, I'm Elizabeth Woodward.
And Aaron Ryan.
We'd like to have you join us on Sunday mornings from 8 to 10 a.m. on KCNR 1460 for We the People Talk Radio. We are all things fiscal responsibility, limited government, and adherence to the Constitution.
You know what? We've done programs on federal and state land use issues, governmental overreach, family values behind the green mask, Second Amendment and other constitutional issues, technocracy and the smart grid, the monetary system, of course, spending, taxes, and debt, topics that fall under We the People. We want to know what topics you would like to hear about. Email Aaron at wethepeopleradio.us for more information. Bust on to wethepeopleradio.us and the archives are there for your listening pleasure.
We the People Radio, bringing to you topics that affect you no matter where you live. Come join the previously silent majority.
See you Sunday.
We the People, Sunday mornings 8 to 10 on AM 1460 KCNR.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
If you want to work until you drop, reduce your standard of living in retirement, or lose more of your hard-earned money in the stock market, then just ignore me. But if you'd like to generate a steady, predictable income, I'm talking real wealth and financial security for as long as you live, then listen to this. A free report is now available that reveals the money-making secrets Wall Street and the banks don't want you to know. This report reveals how you can get guaranteed growth, safety, and wealth-building power without risking your hard-earned money in the Wall Street casino. How you can bypass banks and credit cards and become your own source of financing. And how to get the money you need when you need it, simply by asking for it. This is the best way to have a 100% secure retirement and know your money will last as long as you do. And it beats the pants off any IRA or 401k. To learn more about this method and to get your free special report, visit bankonyourself.com right now. That's bankonyourself.com. www.bankonyourself.com.
Well, since my baby left, will I find a new place to dwell? Well, it's down at the end of Lonely Street.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bond. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue. Take a step back in time. Just like with that. Haircuts. Discounts for seniors, discounts for veterans. Man's last stronghold. Just like Elvis. Elvis has not left the building at Cypress Square Barbershop off Athens Avenue. Get your hair cut there, Gary?
No. I probably should.
All right, let's get on.
The answer to that should always be yes, Gary. Let me ask you these questions.
I will.
But you should. You should go down there. You know, you'd like it down there. They're very much, in fact, some people have attended tea parties from there. I mean, that group, one of the groups, one of the retired barbers there. You might want to take a look down there. Okay, our guest is Gary Cadd. We've been talking drones. We've got Lydia on the line. Lydia, good morning.
Good morning. I have several concerns that I wanted to address. One of them is that the paper said something about the drones would also be used for commercial purposes. Now, I don't quite understand that. They said that there already is a drone manufacturing company in our area, and I just wondered if Gary had heard anything about that. And also, I was very upset with Francine Sullivan, the way she voted. She mentioned, after 2 hours of protests against the drones, she mentioned that our group was just a small portion of 90,000 people that were in Reading. But yet three people on the city council decided for the drones, and they were voting for it instead of, you know, if there's 90,000 people, why would three people decide what we're going to do?
You want to answer that? Thanks a lot, Lydia, for your question.
Lydia, we'll
answer all three of those.
You have a point, and three people did speak in favor of them, and everyone else spoke against. And the council, three people voted in favor of it, and it passed. So
those are elected representatives,
right?
And it's if you wanted to do an initiative and say should drones fly over us. You could do that, but you have to get so many signatures. It's going to cost hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Well, it's going to cost quite a bit of money to put it on the ballot and to do that. I understand what you're saying, but it passed, and seeing that it passed, we have to effectively work with what is going on. But
as far as the company that's here, it's called Air Cover, Lydia. They do not build the drones here. They're here for research and development. They have part of their headquarters here. They build the drones. They were building them back in Nebraska. I think they're moving all their operations to Texas for one reason or another. So yes, that's true. That's here, and they do fly drones here, but they're over on a specific spot of privately owned of property. Okay, and the drones. I think we've talked.
I'd like to talk about the unfunded here because that's.
Well, I just want to talk about one other thing. The REU Commission.
Oh yes.
Mm-hmm. You're the one that brought that up. It's come to fruition. Mm-hmm. It's a 3-2 vote. It's been manned. I guess. So the words.
There's seven people.
Even the record searchlight says, you know, these look like good people. They know what they're talking about. Can you give us just 30 seconds? Why it's formed. And what you expect from it. Then we can go into unfunded liabilities.
30 seconds real quick. The reason was to give the people of Reading oversight on their Reading Electric Utility. It's a $300 million asset to the city of Reading. And the five people that sit on the city council, of which one of those members made the statement last year that the council really doesn't have the expertise to oversee Reading Electric Utility. So what we're doing is putting seven people into a commission to oversee Reading Electric Utility and then bring recommendations back to the council of things that need to be done, whether it's kicking people out of their homes for not paying their bill, the red tagging, whatever it might be.
We had a huge protest a few years ago because of that.
Yeah.
Which changed the, here's my only problem with it. There was a committee back then. You were on it. Y'all did a great job. Mm-hmm. All these ideas you came up with, you went to the city council with, boom, they left. I mean, they might have used one of them.
But that's about right.
And they threw the rest of them away. And so now we have another commission here that's going to oversee them and come up with good ideas. But if the city council doesn't agree to them.
Well, when these people come forward on this commission and come forward to things and the city council doesn't agree to it, then it's time for the people to start coming to city council meetings and start making their views heard.
Which they did. And when they did that, then Mary Stegall said, let's have a committee.
Well, and we put it at the committee together, but the thing with it was that committee ended. My thing with it was we had five meetings. We had 40 and a half hours of open testimony. I mean, we worked, we did our job.
Nobody but we once ended. Said that you all didn't. It was 6 months, took 6 months to get those things out, at which point the city council discarded them.
But it ended. We should have kept that committee. That should have been a commission then. Not that I needed to be on it, but there should have been one put together then. And I made that recommendation to the city then.
All right. Okay. There's your 30 seconds. That's for the commission. As soon as the commission gets together and meets, we're going to have one of the members of the commission on.
Yep.
Okay. Unfunded lie. We're going to take a break. And as soon as we come back, we're going to do unfunded liability. As soon as we get back.
Hi, I'm Dr. Maria Salas. Join me on the first and third Saturday for the Positively Healthy Show from 10 to 11 a.m. The Positively Healthy Show focuses on health, lifestyle, fitness, and so much more. We keep you up to date on the current events locally and globally. Tune in to find out how you can be positively healthy. That's the first and third Saturday of the month from 10 to 11 a.m. on KCNR 1460 a.m. and streaming KCNR1460.com for the Positively Healthy Show with me, Dr. Maria Salas.
A few extra minutes for family time, cheering your son's baseball team to victory, beating last month's numbers at work. At North Valley Bank, we hear you when you tell us what matters to you most, which is why we make it our top priority to offer products, services, and people who can give you a few more minutes in your day and services to help you be more successful. For example, if you're looking to buy or refinance a home, our mortgage process can save you time with pre-approvals and an experienced staff who will walk you through each step, guiding you, answering questions, and helping your family get the best possible loan. And just like you, our team is part of your community. So the things that matter to you matter to us. North Valley Bank. Let's live and grow together. Learn more at novb.com or visit a local branch. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
It's Living Well in Reading, April 27th and 28th at the Reading Civic Auditorium. If you take pride in your health, fitness, nutrition, and well-being, or are interested in how to improve your mind and body, you won't want to miss this show. Admission is free for all, plus plenty of free parking, and complimentary shuttle services are provided too. Come and enjoy Reading's newest health, leisure, and wellness event, the Living Well in Reading Expo. This annual event will feature exhibitors who will focus on everything from general health and well-being products to fitness, pampering, and healthy living in the Reading area. Brought to you by Home Helpers, Dignity Health, your friends at KRCR Channel 7, and Shasta Regional Medical Center. Don't miss Reading's newest health, leisure, and wellness event, Living Well in Reading, April 27th and 28th at the Reading Civic Auditorium. For more information, visit livingwellreading.com.
At Crown Motors, we know people want to feel good about buying a car. When Kathy and Glenn Streichner of Red Bluff recently bought a new Honda Civic, we asked them, "How were you treated during the sale?" And Kathy said, "We didn't have a good experience." "We had a great experience. We got the car we wanted and never once felt pressured. We'd recommend Crown to anyone." Feel good about buying your next car. Come to Crown Motors,
or visit us online at crownmotorsreading.com.
Well, I won't back.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460.
No, I won't.
Carl Lindebach. 8:53 in the morning. Hey, you know what? Tomorrow we're going to have, we have a whole bunch of people on tomorrow. We're going to be talking, about, again, the, Military Order of the Purple Heart and what's happening with the, Room of Fire wine tasting here in town on Saturday. But we're going to have Safari Club International. We'll be on talking about their big banquet. And then Reverge and Selmo will be rolling in here tomorrow at 8 o'clock. And we're going to be talking about drones and, who else? What else could we be possibly talking about that
day? Not the county.
Probably not. You know what? I mean, they're making up. Yeah. Anyway, this portion of the show, of course, is brought by Shasta Gas Propane. 4,000 happy customers, competitive prices, senior and veterans discounts. Locally owned, family operated. That's Shasta Gas Propane. Give them a call at 530-365-3793. That's 530-365-3793. Our guest is Reading City Councilman Gary Cadd, and we're going to talk a little bit about drones. It took us a little bit longer. Then we talked about the REU Commission. And I have a couple more comments about that I will hold, because let's talk quickly on the unfunded liabilities that the city of Reading has. You brought it up once. We had Kurt Starman on, and he, you know, jumped on it also. But we have some problems here in Reading that people maybe don't or not cognizant of.
We have some big problems coming. The first thing I would like to say is that the city of Reading is going to have a workshop. Now, I can't give you a date because I think it's going to be probably towards the end of May or maybe the first part of June, but we're going to have an afternoon workshop to cover nothing but unfunded liabilities to the city. Mr. Starman and I have been talking about this, and that we're going to have an open time to where the counselors will be sitting there, and then the public come in, there'll be a presentation made, and then we can discuss what's going on. And talking, folks, you got to stop and listen to what I'm going to say. I'm going to throw some numbers out here.
We got 5 minutes, so hit them with it.
Well, I'm going to throw some numbers out here, and they're not very funny. Right now, CalPERS Public Safety is $61 million short funded. The miscellaneous, they call it miscellaneous, that's all the other. I don't know why they call all the other employees miscellaneous, because they're certainly not miscellaneous. But the other employees is $61.5 million short funded. And that's CalPERS. Then there's PARS, which is a separate retirement plan for everybody but the public safety, and they are $34 million short funded. Then we have the post-retirement health care, and it depends upon which actuary you'll talk to as to just short, how short-funded it is. It's anywhere from $107 million to $134 million short, which comes up to, you're right in the neighborhood of around $300 million short-funded on CalPERS, PARS, and the retirement health care.
$277 million plus.
Plus. And the, one of the reasons that this has happened is the PARS enhancement. Now, PARS is Public Agency Retirement Services. This is the second retirement that everybody but public safety has. In 2004, October 2004, the council saw fit to increase the percentages from 2% to 2.7. That was a 0.7% increase. It was implemented on January 1st of 2005.
What did that mean, though? That it went from what? That they were going to pay, the city was going to pay that, or there's going to be?
Well, the city would increase it. But see, the thing with it was, Carl, is
would increase what?
Would increase their
the amount of money they paid into it.
No, the amount of money the city of Reading pays.
That's what I meant.
Yeah.
The amount, okay.
Right. So in other words, their retirement will go up. They'll have more retirement money at the end of it all. All right. What happened is it was implemented January 1st of 2005. But it didn't start then and start paying into it then. The city saw fit to go back to the first day that each employee was employed by the city of Reading. So on 1/1/5.
If they had 18 years, then it went back for 18 years.
Went back for 18 years.
And so they got the point, they went to 0.7.
Right. And the cost of going back retroactive was $17.9 million. So the city took a hit. Mm-hmm. $17.9 million on 1/1/5 of unfunding. Well, that unfunding, as far as PAR is concerned, now is up to $34 million. we've got a real problem here, and we've got to get our hands around it. And to me, when I got on the council and started looking at this stuff, and then I started talking to our city manager, Mr. Starman, and both of us agree that we have a problem here, and we have to start bringing it to the public, and we have to get it out in the open to where we know, start working on taking care of it.
Okay, what is our total indebtedness here? We've got a couple minutes.
The total indebtedness of the city of Reading is $649 million. Our assets are $1.1 billion. So we're basically, our indebtedness is 57% of our worth.
And from what I understand, we pay 73% of every dollar that the city of Reading makes.
Goes to salaries, pensions, and health care.
That's okay.
Correct.
The question came in through the chat room is are they paying, by Bob, just say it because you can see it, I can't.
Okay, question is, what are the new REU union members willing to do about the unfunded liabilities? Will they get a pay raise to make up for that quid pro quo?
In other words, if they're paying in more, are they going to get a pay raise to make up for
that? Well, if you stop and think about it, the amount of money that we pay into these pension funds is controlled by the amount of money, the wages, the amount of money they make. So the more raises you give them, the more you're going to pay into a pension fund.
Okay. All right. You know, Gary, this is just the start on this. We're going to have you and Kurt Starman back together to talk about this and what we can possibly do in the future to try and get our arms around this. All right, if that's okay.
Yeah, it's fine with me.
Thanks for coming on today. Hey, tomorrow, again, Reverge Anselmo, Safari Club International, and the people from the Pacific Rim of Fire. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
Fox News is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lisa Brady. Part of the Marathon bombing probe focuses on a previous FBI review of the now-dead older brother and whether anything was missed. Lawmakers asking questions at what's supposed to be an immigration hearing. Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson is live in Washington.
And we learned that when Tamerlan Tsarnaev left the U.S. for a six-month stay in Russia,
the system pinged when he was leaving the United States.
But Homeland Security Secretary Janet Napolitano also tells the Judiciary panel nothing came of it. Now, as for the surviving suspect, Senator Lindsey Graham says he expects him to say that he was duped by his older brother.
I want more time to interview him outside of having a lawyer.
But that is not happening, as Dzhokhar Tsarnaev has been read his rights and now has an attorney, Lisa.
Rich, thanks. A private funeral today for the MIT police officer killed after the bombings, while dozens of the bombing injured remain hospitalized. Fox News Radio's Jeff Manasso is live in Boston.